A special legislative committee is closer to creating a new bill to regulate recreational marijuana for adults in Maine. Lawmakers on the panel hope the proposal will get enough support to become law, but Steve Missler reports there is already grumbling that it concedes too much to Republican Governor Paul LePage, who opposes marijuana legalization.
The Marijuana Implementation Committee has taken several straw votes that significantly overhaul the law approved by voters in 2016. The changes include cutting in half the number of flowering plants that could be grown for personal use. That's down from 6 to 3. It also eliminates cannabis social clubs, and it requires cities and towns to take affirmative action to allow cultivation, wholesaling, and retail operations. The committee also reversed course on a provision that would have shared tax revenue from cannabis sales with cities and towns. It was opposed by LePage and some other Republicans who worried it would spur availability of a substance still outlawed by the federal government. The committee also voted to move oversight of Maine's medical program from the Department of Health and Human Services to the same agency that oversees state finances and tax collection. Republican Senator Roger Cates said consolidating oversight of the medical program and the recreational one was more efficient.
Having these two programs, the licensing, regulation, and enforcement in two separate departments of government just doesn't make any sense. If we were starting from scratch, we would never build a system that way.
But the provision also worries advocates of the medical cannabis program, who argue that the finance agency doesn't have the expertise to deal with patient privacy or a substance used as medicine by some. The committee is expected to vote on the tax framework and final outline of the bill on Friday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.